It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Alex, how are you doing?
I feel really good, Sharon. I felt confident in my gameplay, and so that's the best I could do. Like, basically, Rizzo and I were rivals out there, and he got the last laugh, and so what can I do? I would have done the same thing. I just think it's crazy when people are just scared to make a move, and the fact that Sophie, Sage, and Juwan didn't at least even try to split the votes just didn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I'm not here to talk smack, but come on, guys. What are we doing?
Two tribals in a row. This man has an idol, doesn't have to flush it. I mean, it's wild. It's wild.
I mean, it's because I think people just wanted to be liked by Savannah and Rizzo. They wanted in on this group. And it's just like, these are your competitive, like we're playing a game. This isn't like a competition to be liked. And so I had a great personal relationship with Savannah Rizzo. And so, but I recognized that they weren't good for my game. And so that was the hard part that I think some people were struggling to deal with. I would have stuck to that 7-person alliance that we voted out Nate with, and we could have made it to the final seven and just got rid of Savannah and Rizzo. But other people, as soon as MC didn't come back, I was like, wow, these people really, and Rizzo had his idol at that point. I was like, these people are not thinking as strategic as I am at this point.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm shocked that Juwan sort of took the bait from Rizzo so quickly. What was it like watching those scenes? Because, you know, Rizzo's like throwing in, he's like, I'm embellishing. He's like, I'm making shit up. Like, what was that like watching?
I mean, so I mean, postseason, we've like hashed it all out. I just, like, there is someone who you say, I do not trust this person. That is what Juwan was saying about Rizzo. And then he buys everything that he said. And me and Juwan, personally, we're not that close. Like, we didn't have a lot in common. Like, whatever, we're different out there. But I just thought, like, we had this understanding that we were all in the middle ground. So what do you do? This person, of course, is trying. Their back is against the wall. They're going to tell you whatever. And like, yeah, me and Rizzo would have little talks where I'd be like, yeah, Sophie Segretti is a challenge beast. Like, she can't stick around. And him spinning that and like him saying that I don't know. They were buying anything that he was selling. And I'm just like, if you get so fooled easily, then what can I do? You go in there thinking everyone's going to be rational, but clearly it's not the case.
I will say, yeah, it was confusing because I feel like I wish we saw a little bit more of you in the episode, like on the beach and everything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to piece together like how everything happened. Like, is there anything you wish that they had shown from your game?
Well, so they say I'm being messy. My messiness was being friends with everyone. Like, people didn't like that I just was well-liked and that I was like able to have conversations. Are like, oh, is Alex scheming over there with Savannah and Rizzo? Is he like, what's going on? And I think that I just wish I was having conversations that whole day, basically being like, you guys, like, Rizzo has an idol. He didn't play it last time. He's not playing it again. Like, what are we doing? And it just seemed so obvious to me. And yeah, I mean, that wasn't the case. And so, yeah, I wish I would have been shown more in that sense, but whatever.
Oh, I wanted to ask about the idol. Do you think people were afraid, like people liked knowing where the idol was and they were afraid it would go back in the game? Did that have anything to do with them not splitting the votes?
So I think, I mean, Segretti said something at Tribal where it's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And I mean, honestly, like I didn't really buy that. Like, I think that people just were scared of the wrath that if they got Rizzo out, what Savannah and Soph would do. Rizzo was bad at challenges. Like, he would say that himself. So like, yeah, he wasn't seen as this competitor, but he was so clearly strategic. And so it's like, we still should have been going for the idol regardless. Like, even if whatever, like, so what, someone else has the idol and you don't know, but they had the power at that point. So it's kind of just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Obviously, you thought you were on the side with the numbers. You didn't know, like, sort of the Jawan and Sage of it all. You did have at some point some sort of relationship with Blue Sophie, I guess, Sophie. Did you see any way that you could work with Rizzo, Savannah, Sophie side, or you were like plainly on the other side?
I did. I wanted that was the group that I wanted to work with. I liked we all got along personally. And it was just as soon as I saw that Soph had done two tribe swaps with them and they were all just too close where it would have been too late for me to infiltrate. And like Soph was wanting to bring me in, but it's like I always knew I was gonna be at the bottom. Like I did build relationships with like a Christina, with like a Steven, where it's like I can build my own relationships. And I was hoping that we'd be able to kind of like play that middle ground a little bit more, but she was just so locked down where I just knew. That's why I couldn't tell her about the Nate boat. Like I was very heavily involved in that. So basically, Soph told Nate about my idol play, and that sketched Nate out. And so Nate was coming for me. And so it's like I had every reason to get Nate out at that point. And there was trying to do they were trying to do some damage control. Like Rizzo had Nate come talk to me and be like, "Sorry, bro." Like it was just all a little too late. And I knew Jawan and Sage were going to be on the Hina side on that boat. So it's like I just needed to stick with them. And why wouldn't I? They had a 7-person number. We should be e able to easily get out these three other people.
Yeah, there's just so many things from the episode that like don't make sense. Like even Christina talking to Blue Sophie like so openly, and I'm like, she's friends with them. Like, what's happening?
I don't get it. I don't get it. Like these are the like I guess we're on different islands, you know? Or it's like maybe I'm just better like picking up on relationships and like these what's going on, but it's just like of course anything I would say to Savannah, Rizzo or Soph, I know is getting back to the other. So we shouldn't even be they're non-factors. They are not going to be voting with us. Let's focus on our alliance that we had that clearly was non-existent, but it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess at what point in tribal, everything's hindsight, right? Like 2020. But do you feel like you could have picked up on something, or was like it really like locked down that you had no idea?
I had a feel. I had a feeling. I knew I was getting votes. I just did not think that the three people, Juwan Sage and
Yeah.
Sophie Segretti, I just did not think that they would not try to get the idol out. Like as much as I tried to tell them. And everything like Rizzo must have been in their ear at the last minute. I thought about do I play my shot in the dark? But then it's just like if it's gonna be a 3-3-3 split, it's not gonna help me. Like it's such a small percentage. So I was kind of just like, if they want me out, they're gonna get me out. And Rizzo clearly wanted me out. So, you know, whatever at
It's
that
a
point.
compliment. I mean, I
Yeah,
guess
I mean,
the
Rizzo is the only one who picked up on that I was like so well positioned. And
socially,
so
yeah.
exactly. And so if he wouldn't have done that, I think I could have made it a lot further. But we were rivals. He saw a game, recognized game.
Yeah. I loved how self-aware you were and kind of like a good sport on your way out. You were like, I got caught in the middle, and then they were all like, yeah, like what was it like watching that back? I thought it was a good exit at least, right?
It was really fun. I mean, because it's like I'm sitting there, whole tribal council anxious, knowing that it might be a possibility. And it's kind of like at this point, there was nothing you could do. At this point, whatever happens, happens. And so I'm a competitor. I played sports all growing up. Like he got me. Like he won day one's challenge supply, fight for supplies. And I won some immunity challenges in there when we've been going head to head against each other. And so he ultimately won. And so, hey, yeah, I was playing both sides and friends with everyone. And you guys did the right thing. I could have made it a lot further. So
Yeah, you helped win the reward challenge. Anything we missed from that, or any sort of changes there, relationships built there, it was kind of like already set in stone, like what was going to
yeah,
happen.
I mean, I hate that Christina gave up the reward for Juwan. That was just like Juwan was kind of just like this like puppy dog that everyone kind of felt bad for. And I was like, this is a game. Like, come on, you won the challenge. But like Savannah was there, and anything that would have been said would have gotten out. And so there's a lot of thought of like, oh, well, would Savannah have gone if she didn't win immunity? And again, this is one of the things where I'm thinking like, if people were rational, we would have split the votes between Rizzo and Savannah, but I don't even know if that was the case. They clearly could convince people to get me out. So I don't know if they even would have went along with that. So it's just hard when people, I don't know. I just don't know where other people are coming from in these choices.
And everything there's, and they have an advantage, like Savannah has an extra vote, and then so you know, there's just so much nuance.
Right.
But in terms of Christina, she, and we've heard this a couple times now, you know, Christina says Savannah gives mean girl energy, Sage wants Savannah out. What is your relationship with Savannah, and like, do you think it's fair, sort of, what people are saying?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I personally really like Savannah. I think
Me
we have a
too.
good relationship. I think that she is just not everyone's cup of tea. I think she'll th say think what's on her mind. She'll say things like it is, and it might come across as rough sometimes. But she gen like she just she's a reporter. She like I can respect that. I was in journalism. Like
Me
she goes right
too.
to the yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. She goes right to the facts, and I think there are people on the cast who had like been bullied in the past, and that was something that would come up, and so it was bringing back old feelings. But I never was like off put. Like Savannah, like told me like shut the F up when I in one of the challenges or something when I was talking about the chicken. I thought that was hilarious. That's like not something that I would be thrown off by at all. And so that's just who she is. And people can interpret it however they will, but I personally do like her.
Yeah, I love Savannah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the chicken, Alex, are you traumatized, or like, are you proud of yourself? Like, how do you even, when you get back, are you
Well,
like, I'm taking a break from chicken for a while, or
Sharon, that was the best chicken I've ever had.
was it?
It was so good. No, I mean, I think it was a whole moment the first time because I'm kind of just like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I don't know, I'm not used to this. By the second time, I was just so like Savannah was ready to do it. I was starving. There was even another time where I wanted to kill another one, and everyone's like, no, we need to. But I have a much greater appreciation for like the food we eat, and I know some people have to like hunt and do this type of food every. So I have that appreciation.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for being able to step up. Like no one else really could have done it or wanted to do it. I mean, Steven helped and Savannah helped, but like no one else was really that down for it. And so I'm glad I stepped up because I was starving. I was ready. I didn't eat the whole first week, so I was ready. I was ready for some food.
Yeah, no, you're the hero, because I would not be able to do that. Looking back, like, had you had an inkling, I mean, you knew you were getting votes, but had you had an inkling that like, that you were really, truly, truly in danger, like that maybe he wasn't going to play his idol. I don't know. Like, it's hard to say because you were getting votes anyway. Do you think there was anything you could have done at Tribal to change anyone's mind?
I think nothing I could, the only thing I could have done was have Christina play the idol for me.
Oh, I forgot she had
And
an idol. Wow, you're
yeah,
right.
no, I know. And that's really tough because I'm this way in my personal life where it's just like, I'm not going to ask someone to do something for me. Like she found it fair and square. Was I pissed that she found it? Of course.
Yep.
Like she was like poking around. I was up in trees doing all this random shit. And it really bothered me that, I love her, you know, she's great, but it bothered me that she had it because, but I wasn't going to ask her to play it for me. That's just not something I would do. But
So
it would have shaken the
close.
game up. It would have shaken the game up. Yeah.
Damn. Okay, Alex. So I think I know the answer. Did you have a good time, and are you open to playing Survivor ever again?
I mean, I had the best time. It was like, I feel like more so than others out there, took advantage of like every opportunity out there and like played strategically. And it's completely out of my comfort zone, you know, but that's what I need is to push myself. Of course I'd play again. It's crazy because you're kind of thinking like when you're out of it, you're like, oh, I'm really enjoying this red wine at Ponderosa right now, like whatever. But of course I still want to be in that game. And so I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Okay, well, listen, I hope we see it. It was really fun watching you. And yeah, thanks
Thank
for
you,
chatting with
Sharon.
me today.
Of course, happy to do it.